Hello, everybody. Welcome to Great North Adventures podcast number 3. Today's date is Thursday, July 25th, 2019. And for those of you who don't know, this is going to be my weekly review of my attempt to ride my motorcycle from the Arctic Ocean to the Antarctic Ocean. And my friend Braden has been along for the ride since Banff, Alberta. So this week, we started in Woodland, Utah, and we ended up in Mesa, Arizona. Lots of desert riding, lots of hot days. To try and beat the heat, we were getting up around 5:30 in the morning, trying to ride until, well, basically whenever we could stand it, which was about 1 o'clock, and then try and set up camp and just beat the heat. The highlights of the week, in Arizona, there's the Moki Dugway. It's dirt switchbacks that's at a 10 degree grade, and it connects one mesa to the valley floor, and it was spectacular scenery. Kind of a quick ride. It's only about 3 miles, I think, the whole thing, but the cliff just falls away. You're on the edge of the world, you know, you're looking out over the desert. It was pretty amazing. We stayed at the Grand Canyon this week too. Grand Canyon's always cool. It's amazing that the river can form such an amazing vista, such a deep canyon, such a wide gorge. And we stayed in the Kaibab National Forest, which just an old, nice gentleman that we met having lunch one day, he told us, make a left just 10 miles up down the road. We did so. We ended up 1 mile later in a national forest where we got to camp for free. There was an old fire tower we climbed, and we're able to look at the Grand Canyon from a higher vantage point. We did a nice hike. It was a really, really nice spot. And the best drive of the week was Highway 141 in Colorado. Fast. We were doing 90 to 100 Ks, tight corners. We're in a nice little tight gorge following an old creek bed. And then after we hit the summit, and we were on the way down, which was also a good ride, there was a river with water in it that we stopped, had lunch, went in for a swim, did some much needed laundry, and so that was the best ride and also one of the best lunch spots of the week. Lowlights this week, the heat was crazy. Near Dinosaur, Colorado, we parked our bikes basically in the middle. The guy at the info center told us, oh, there was a patch of trees over here, and we couldn't quite get to them, so we just ended up attaching our tarp to our bikes and then basically sitting on the ground behind our tarp, hiding from the sun. That wasn't the only time that happened. We were stuck in tree prison in Mexican Hat. We were right by the San Juan River, but it was so hot, we couldn't go out into the sun at all, so we were stuck for about 8 hours behind a tree, just sucking up the shade. Mesa, Arizona, last night, we lost a lot of bunch of elevation. Again, super hot. While I was writing up a little bit of the framework for this podcast, and while I was doing a couple other things, just standing there, dripping sweat, and it didn't get much better at night either. Still probably 25 degrees, muggy. The last low light, when we were camping one night, I stuck my hand out of the tent to brace myself as we were going, and got a bunch of cactus spikes stuck in my hand right before bed, so that's always a pleasure. The scariest moment this week, it was rainy. We were in high elevation in Arizona, and we were kind of going up this dirt trail we were approaching camp, and my suspension kind of bottomed out and hit the undercarriage on a rock, and when I looked over to see if any oil was coming out, I saw drip, 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 and so my heart went into my guts, and I thought that it was basically game over, but it just turned out that the red mud mixed with the water was dripping off of my this plate that covers the undercarriage, and so no hole, no leak, it was just the rain. So that was the scariest moment this week. Lots of animals we saw, lots and lots of lizards. We were in the desert, so that kind of lizards and snakes were really cool this week. We saw one, I wasn't able to look it up, but it had big scales and a white chin on it. We saw another one with a black, yellow, and red throat band and a tiny bearded dragon right near the Grand Canyon, which I always wanted one of those as a kid growing up, and definitely cool to see one. I wanted to take him with me as my mascot, but we decided to let him go free. We saw lots of elk, big old jackrabbit crossing the road in Colorado, hummingbirds again, plenty of vultures and hawks, and today in Mesa, just fixing our, Braden's fixing his bike here, we saw a roadrunner jumping from shade to shade and running around real good, so that was kind of cool. And lots of snake roadkill and skunks as well this week. Fishing, no fishing again this week, too hot, not enough water. Anything was too small and thin and narrow. Maybe they had some brookies or something in it, but it was not worth all the snags, which I'm sure I'd get. When we're camped beside the San Juan, I know it's a good fishing river, but when we were there, the river was really high. It was running fast. It was really dirty, and it would have made for sketchy wading, not knowing where your feet are going. And I just think the fish would be hunkered down and not really feeding too incredibly in the hot day in the high river like that. So no fishing, unfortunately. Bike maintenance of the week, almost got away scot-free. Had everything was good all week, and then this morning my fan crapped out on me and at 7 a.m. in Mesa, and it was already probably 35 degrees, so had to just put 10 minutes in on that, just a loose connection, just had to strip the tape, clamp it down a bit better, tape it back up, we're back in the money. Braden, we just came to where he gets his luggage, his luggage rack's from. Was looking into getting it hammered out, but doesn't seem that's going to be the case, so just got a secondhand one, tossing it on, and we'll be back on the road there. The final thoughts this week, I think I said it the first one too, but tarps have been saving our life almost every day, whether we're using it as a ground sheet, rain protection, source of shade, yoga mat, rainwater collector, anything that you can think of, tarps are life. So that's it for this week. I'd just like to thank everybody for listening. Lots of love to everybody, and talk to everybody soon. Okay, thanks so much. Bye-bye.